Jamie Foxx mocks Diddy, "I left them parties early, something don't look right, it's slippery in here." By Alana Mastrangelo on December 13, 2024. Actor Jamie Foxx poked fun at disgraced music mogul Sean Diddy Combs during his new comedy special released on Tuesday. "I left them parties early, I was out by 9 o'clock," Foxx said. "Something don't look right. It's slippery in here." In his Netflix comedy special, Jamie Foxx, "What had happened was," the Django Unchained star said. "The internet tried to kill me," referring to rumors that circulated online last year after he suffered a life-threatening stroke that landed him in the hospital, sending him through a long recovery journey. "The internet said that Puffy tried to kill me," Foxx said during his stand-up comedy skit, adding, "I know what you're thinking, did he? Hell nah, nigga, I left them parties early, I was out by 9 o'clock. Nigga, something don't look right, it's slippery in here." The Collateral star added, referring to authorities having found over 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lube during their raid of Combs' mansions earlier this year. Elsewhere during his skit, Foxx joked that he saw the tunnel while he was in a coma after suffering a stroke. "I saw the tunnel, I didn't see the light," the Ray star said, before quipping, "It was hot in that tunnel. Shit, am I going to the wrong place or something? Because I look at the end of the tunnel and I thought I saw the devil, like, come on, nigga, or was that Puffy?" Foxx added, eliciting laughter among audience members. "But if it was Puffy, he had like a flaming bottle of Johnson and... No, I'm just kidding," Foxx added, again referencing Combs' baby oil scandal. During his skit, the actor also took a more serious turn, crediting God and the power of prayer for saving his life after he suffered a medical emergency last year. As Breitbart News reported, Combs has been in jail since September 16 after he was arrested following a federal indictment accusing the music mogul of more than a decade of abusing, threatening, and coercing women and others, racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice, among other crimes. Combs pleaded not guilty to the charges and has since been denied bail several times. The music mogul, who faces life in prison if found guilty, is set to stand trial on May 5. Separately, Combs is also facing at least 120 civil lawsuits filed by attorney Tony Busby, on behalf of alleged victims accusing the music mogul, his acquaintances, and other entities of a multitude of crimes spanning more than 25 years. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.